Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Wednesday, friends. It's me, your old pal, Mark Clare here. Remember me? I'm one of the co-hosts, one of the founders of the old, I say old, old, new, whatever, the Second Print Comics podcast, but it is old in a sense because it's new in a sense. Am I confusing you yet? If you didn't know already, if you're just tuning in, maybe you missed a few weeks, maybe you took a holiday rest, Remzo and I have wound down the at least regularly occurring, you're going to get it every single Wednesday, show up here every Wednesday for a brand new show, Second Print Comics podcast. But the Second Print Comics Club, our Patreon, is thriving, is bigger than ever. We're doing a lot more bonus content on there, including monthly deep dives. This one you're going to hear a little preview of today. You're going to get about a third of the show. I'm going to set sheet to you guys so you get a taste of what we're doing in the Patreon. There'll still be public-facing content like Remzo is doing on every Friday. He's doing the weekly wrap-up. You can find a lot of my work over at Bounding Into Comics, both in video and written form. So we're doing a lot of stuff out there. But due to a lot of other stuff we have, it was just too much to keep the main show going. But I want to give you guys a taste of what you're missing behind the paywall. And this deep dive we did, this was with our friend and Illuminati-level producer, Eric, who sent us down the arduous task of reviewing all four issues of the Warrior comic book. Yes, this is the Warrior book based on and written by the Warrior, the wrestler, the Ultimate Warrior. This happened. This occurred. Eric not only tasked us with doing this episode, he, as you'll hear in the show, he physically got all of these physical issues because you can't read these digitally at all. You can barely find them physically, but he found physical copies both for myself and Remzo and himself, all so that we could do this show together. So, kudos to Eric for putting in all the work and for being one of our great supporters over in the Second Print Comics Club. Be sure to go check it out. We have all sorts of new tiers there. We have a lot more bonus content coming in, and we have a lot more giveaways for any members. You get membership cards. You get free comics. You get birthday gifts, hardcovers. All depends on what level you're on. But either way, the club is thriving. I encourage you to check it out. Until then, here is this little preview of our deep dive with the Warrior. Head over to Patreon.com/secondprintpod to get the full episode. Oh, here we are. It is, technically speaking, although we've done 1,000 podcasts, 100 podcasts, I don't know, we've done a lot of podcasts. Technically speaking, this is the beginning of a new era of sorts. This is the first deep dive in the SPC Comics Club. We've had a lot of eras, but this is the SPC Comics Club era. Stay tuned for the next era in a few months, I'm sure. But for now, welcome to the SPC Comics Club. This show is exclusively for the SPC Club members. I might post a little preview of it on the public timeline, but for this whole deep dive we're going to do today, this is only for you, only for the club. Joining me, as always, of course, what is that noise? I'm going to assume it's not Eric because he's already muted. So it's only could be, and now it's definitely Remzo because he just muted it.
That was a can opener.
Are you Sorry. Opening beans while you're podcasting? I'm assuming it's your wife.
If you want to go ahead and help me secure a 20% down payment for a home, please consider entering our giveaway.
Actually, yeah, you should make you should always have podcast noises to further that concept. Like if you want to stop hearing these noises, just send more money.
This isn't my fault, humble patrons. This is your fault.
This is the banking systems and the inflation of the dollar's fault.
Do you know what FinDom is?
Oh, boy. No.
Would you like to know what it is?
I have a feeling I'm going to, regardless of what I want.
So as a marketer by day and person trying to pay bills and taxes by night, I have encountered many people. One of them was potentially a OnlyFans content creator. Let's go ahead and just call her that. She was an OnlyFans.
Encountered, as if it wasn't your entire dream to be an OnlyFans manager.
you know, man, the pimping game ain't what it used to be. You know what I'm saying? So I tried to get into that business of having to do the shit that these.
This is how desperate he gets when you're not funding comic ventures, people.
Hey, man, that shit paid for my honeymoon. But
the best way to possibly justify it.
There was this thing. I mean, I did a lot. Like, if you see all these like women on Instagram, like posting stuff that's always trying to get you to click
on
their link.
There's a man behind that woman. And his
there's a man behind that woman. So
maybe Puerto Rican.
This client wanted basically there's this fetish where she would insult people and demand money from them, and she was making so much money from that. It was insane. There's a like our degenerate society is going to hell in a handbasket. So I'm not trying to shame customers in any way. I'm not trying to shame our SPC community, but like, you know, Papa's got to eat. Okay. Okay.
Well, like speaking of eating, I mean, well, first of all, we should bring in our very special guest. Do we still call it the Kirby Club? Oh, we changed all the names.
He's probably the Illuminati now.
Oh, the Illuminati. Okay. That's right.
He has ascended to the high priest. That's right. He is officially the high priest of the SBC Illuminati.
This era is so new, I already forget the terminology. But Eric, Illuminati member Eric, welcome back. Your first Illuminati show, I'd say.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited about the show today.
I am... excited is one word that could be used. I don't know if it's the exact word I would use. Trepidatious would be one I would use. Nervous, definitely. There's been butterflies in my stomach, not just all day, but for really since this book showed up at my doorstep, since you were kind enough to share these books with both of us, by the way. First of all, let's start at square one. We're going to be reviewing today this, and not just this. Since this is a deep dive, we're going to do all four issues of the Warrior comic, written by who, Eric?
The Warrior.
Yes, the Warrior. Not Jim Helwig, his former name. At the time of this, now we'll do a little backstory. Let's just start from the very beginning. You know who the Ultimate Warrior, the wrestler, is, Remso? You know who this is before we walked into this? Or are you too young?
Like what? Like before I read this, or just
yeah? Were you aware of this person before? You
no.
Wow, really? Holy shit! You're young and uneducated, wow. Dude. I'm calling it right now. We're going to do a new show. I'm just going to pitch it. It's going to be for, I don't even know what it's going to be for. Maybe it'll be for a totally different channel. Remso Learns Wrestling. Once in a whatever in a while, we're going to teach you a little thing about wrestling, about the stuff you missed when you were not even in the womb yet. That's a story for another day. But
I only know one WWE superstar, Lola Vice.
Wait to hear who it is.
I know a second Lola Vice. I think I know a third Lola Vice. Yeah, I only know Lola Vice. Sorry.
Who are you? Who is that?
Brother, you gotta look at Lola Vice.
Okay, well, she's whoever that is not in WWE. I can tell you that
she is. I think isn't it all WWE?
Because right I'm sure she's thick. If you're
yes,
if you're this
yes.
excited, I know you. I think well
yes.
Enough,
do you want to do some live Instagram research? Keep pull it up on the screen.
Oh, she's on NXT. I don't really watch NXT lately, but she's a current. Okay, so that technically counts. You win, Rems. That's the one wrestler you've heard of.
I have a type.
You've heard of other wrestlers. So you've heard of The Undertaker.
John Cena, but I've never seen him.
You cannot see him. Point is, when Eric and I grew up and when we first became friends, we had two things in common, comic books and pro wrestling. And Eric's dad used to always buy us the pro wrestling pay-per-views. So sure enough, I was at his house for every single one of those things. A prominent fixture of, I want to say by the time we were watching, Warrior was probably mostly gone from WWE, wouldn't you say? I mean, I think...
I would say so.
Yeah, and then he was probably... It might be just before he started appearing in WCW, like way past his prime. But that's a story for another day. But this is the Ultimate Warrior, the wrestler. His real name in real life was Jim Helwig. Was because he did pass away, unfortunately, maybe I want to say like a decade ago at this point. Right after, he came back to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. He did a Hall of Fame speech, appeared at WrestleMania, came out the next night on Raw, and gave another speech, like, and said, hi to the crowd, shook the ropes, and the next day he had a heart attack and died. Can you believe that, Remso? I'm over it now because it's been a while, but I mean, I really
you saw that
like,
man die.
No, you didn't see him die in the ring. I'm saying he died the next day.
Oh,
he appeared on TV, like, it's kind of, it almost sounded like a farewell, and then he died. Almost like he kind of knew he was like, you know, almost like he was holding on just to do
that's
this one last
still
goodbye
so metal.
In the ring. But look, the point is. For many children growing up in the 80s, yes, there was Hulk Hogan. But if you grew up at a certain age, someone came up that seemed way fucking cooler way more badass. He literally channeled the energies of the gods and the thunder and the lightning into the wrestling ring. That wrestler was the man known as the Ultimate Warrior. I first saw him, my first memory of the Ultimate Warrior, you can tell yours in a second, Eric. My first memory of the Ultimate Warrior, my dad would take me to, he took me to SummerSlam, which was in Madison Square Garden. However, either it was sold out or my dad was just cheap and found this other way to take me to see SummerSlam, which was like on something called closed circuit television. It's basically when you watch a pay-per-view, but in a movie theater. So he took me to that, and the Honky Tonk Man had been the Intercontinental Champion for like a year and a half. He was terrible, but for some reason.
Yeah. Honky Tonk Man?
Oh my God. This is why we need Honky to do the show. Man. Maybe we'll start with that. Remzo learns the Honky Tonk Man. So let's take it. Remzo. Eric, would you like to describe the Honky Tonk Man for Eric? Well, welcome to the show, by the way, Eric. I don't think we even brought you in. You've just been...
How's it going?
Eric's
Honky Tonk Man was a Elvis impersonator who wrestled in WWF.
I have to show... All right, I have to show...
He's fantastic.
We have to pull up the Honky Tonk Man right now.
It's the Honky Tonk Man.
We can't go any further until you've seen this man. Legitimately, like, very good Elvis impersonator. I mean, all things considered, for a wrestler, I would say a pretty damn good Elvis impersonator, to be honest.
Good wrestler, too.
Honky. He was a good character. Good wrestler. Yeah. Might be going a little far with things.
I want to say, for the record, I have nothing against wrestling. I've just never been into it. But you know what I didn't realize until we started doing this show? That the overlap between comic book fans and wrestling isn't just a sliver. It's a lot.
Here's the Honky Tonk Man.
Holy shit.
There's a whole bunch of photos of him.
Man, he's in the fat Elvis era.
Pick your favorite. But I mean, that's him older, obviously. But yeah, this is him probably more around the time of... All right, there's him.
That's him.
That's the young Honky.
He looks like Mr. Incredible if he was a human being.
Unlike
he was a really good heel.
There's a good one. Unlike real Elvis, there's no skinny Honky Tonk Man. There's old and young, but there's only fat Honky. there's no skinny version of actually he's not looking too bad there. He's a little svelte there.
He can carry it.
I mean, you can tell he just put it just like Elvis. I mean, now this is him a little more modern. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've seen enough Honky.
Honky Tonk
for the time being. Honky Tonk Man was hated because he never lost. You know, the crowd hated him. He was a great heel, as they say. And he would always end up keeping the title in like annoying ways. Like, you get counted out. You don't lose the title if you get counted out. You get disqualified. Someone would help him win. Cheat to win. This and that. And then the Warrior comes in out of nowhere. He was replaced at the last second. It was supposed to be Outlaw Ron Bass, who got injured in an angle before that. Comes in, runs into the ring. And you know what we hear? No one knows what's going to happen now. Like, they just say, like, oh, there's a mystery opponent for Honky Tonk Man. So I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. And then I hear this. The Warrior's music. Oh, my God. It's the fucking Ultimate Warrior. What does he do? He runs down to the ring, fucking shakes the ropes.
Like 60 miles per hour.
60 miles per hour, according to Gorilla Monsoon. Clotheslines the Honky Tonk Man. Clotheslines the Honky Tonk Man again. Lifts him up for the gorilla press over his head. Drops him. Splash. 1, 2, 3. Honky Tonk reign is over. The Warrior has ascended from popular wrestler, I would say, to true superstar at that point. And it was almost, I think it was a year and a half later. No, was it even that long? Because it was a year and a half later at WrestleMania 6 that he would face Hulk Hogan one-on-one in the main event, the battle of the, what do they call it? I don't know. The battle of something. And it was epic. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. It still holds up. It's such a great match because they were literally the two most popular wrestlers that you could imagine at the time. And it was a historic clash that was won by, spoiler alert, the Ultimate Warrior. And Hulk Hogan, this is a time, just like Honky Tonk, you think Honky Tonk Man hadn't lost? Hogan almost never lost. He had lost a couple of years, I think 3 years earlier, he had lost the title in a screw job to Andre the Giant. But Hogan losing clean?
Oh,
clean
from the meaning, Prince, from the Princess.
Yes, that's Andre the Giant.
That another movie, wrestler. Yeah. Yeah, I know that
Hulk
guy.
Hogan. You also know Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
You probably also know Jake the Snake Roberts, I hope, maybe.
That's right.
No. Too much. Okay. Well, anyway, we can't have it all.
I know Randy
on another
Savage
episode of
John
Remzo
Cena.
Learns Wrestling.
Okay.
Anyway, this is all to say the Warrior was a big fucking deal. All right. And then he got on the outs with Vince McMahon, left wrestling, kind of showed up in WCW at some point, came back. And then one day, I don't know what year did this come out, Eric? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 96.
Of course, this is not a normal book, so it doesn't have like normal copyright stuff in it. Did he bother to copyright this?
There's 96.
So okay, this is right between him. I think he made a brief actually.
This is before NWO.
His second. This is before his first return to WWF. Actually, when he fought Triple H at WrestleMania. Yeah. So yeah, he was still in wrestling. So he was between WWF after leaving, but it's before he returned. So I think he wasn't wrestling at the time, but he would soon come back at WCW.
Right.
And then, so where did I hear, where did we have websites at? I'm trying to think where I first heard about the Warrior comic. Where did I hear about this? How did I know about this? I didn't buy it. I knew about it. I remember it at the time. Do you remember anything about this at the time?
I may or may not have had this copy.
You're already defeated.
What's that? I may or may not have owned this, Mark. This may or may not have been my fault bringing this into your world.
Oh.
Okay. I probably was at Comic and Baseball Plus, saw the Warrior sitting on the shelf, and I probably picked it up.
Okay.
How did indie books get across the stores? Because the more I look into this, I've been looking a lot into like what Eastman and Laird were doing with TMNT. They had to like physically deliver books to comic book stores. So when you think about that, like it was only like within like a certain geographic region where you're going to get this, unless you could hawk out the money to have it mailed to you. But for a book like this, I mean, I don't see some, I mean, I see the potential being nationwide, but I don't believe this was something that was really accessible throughout the country.
I don't think you tell me.
Well, it certainly was.
It might have been accessible, but I don't think it was going to be commonly found if you weren't looking for it.
Well, it had name recognition with the Ultimate Warrior, right? So he was pushing that a little bit. So, you know, there was, you know, at least morbid curiosity from people who wanted it. And there was the crossover between wrestling fans and comic book fans. So this was probably in some of the trade magazines, you know, back in the day, you know, in some of the free previews.
That's probably where
this probably came up. And this is probably, you know, where it got into the comic book stores and people were like, oh, Ultimate Warrior, I like him. This book's going to rock.
That makes a ton of sense.
I guess it does. What doesn't make sense is Warrior's philosophy known as Distrucity. And before you can even get into this book, we're going to start by looking at issue number one. Again, we have the physical fucking comics here, which is exciting stuff. Thanks to Mr. Eric. Not only does he fund us, but he also sends us the books to read.
Should I tell a little bit of the story about how I got these?
Yes, absolutely. It's a deep dive, baby. We're going.
That's right. This is a deep dive. So I believe at the end of 2020, in one of the recap episodes, you mentioned the Warrior comic and how you wanted to cover it in one of the episodes.
And be careful. That's a classic case of be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
And you on public airwaves.
That's right. You mentioned my name. And you're like, Eric might have these. So the next year I went to the
Eric
local
like
con.
Beetlejuice.
Fast forward one year. Right.
Fast forward. I remembered. I went to the local con and I found a copy of them. And I sent them to you. These sat because you said I needed to find a copy for Remzo as well before you would do a review.
I was trying everything I could do. I'm like, even if he finds one copy, there's no way he finds two.
Okay, so we're in Vegas for Mark's wedding.
No. And Eric haven't even gotten there yet.
You're years ahead. Yet.
Fast forward a year.
It's a multi-year. This show is 3 years in the fucking making.
This is like the How I Met You mother of this show.
Fast forward a year, I find copies for myself on eBay.
So you didn't have your originals?
I did not have my originals, no.
What happened to them?
I probably threw them in the garbage.
Keep them they were in your prize section?
They were not, no.
They were in history.
It doesn't sound like you're practicing Distrucity very well.
I did not practice Distrucity. Well, they didn't bring me joy, and they you know, they didn't fill my world, so they had to go.
You understand Distrucity.
That's right. So
you just teach a course on Distrucity now. Someone's got to carry on the Warrior.
And then the next con I went to, I found pristine copies of these books.
Really?
All five of them, including the Christmas special that I gave to Remzo, that I brought to your wedding in Vegas.
The best copies that you had?
Tried to hand deliver to Remzo. We got too drunk, forgot to exchange
them. It's a wedding and it's in Vegas.
And then I had to mail them. So this is a podcast about 2.5 years in the making.
Wow.
Epic.
That's probably about the time it took to get all these issues out. I feel like these could not have been on a normal release schedule of any kind.
I, I have no idea.
Here, let me just look.
I mean, they're all in here.
Issue 4, issue 1 was May 1996. Let's see when issue 4 came out. Holy fuck. Cannot even read. Like, this is
impossible. Issue 4 is... I'm not going to say anything.
Look what they're advertising, by the way.
Issue, the end?
Issue 5 is coming. Issue
5, yeah.
Issue
yeah.
5 on the way.
Issue 5 on the way in May.
Anyway, I'm bad, at this, but yeah.
This is a Valiant Entertainment bullshit. We hope you like issue 1 because issue 2 of Exo Manowar will come out next year.
If that's right.
Only this had the quality. Maybe we should. Is there like, you know how Steamboat Willie is public domain? What do you think Warrior IP becomes public domain? Maybe we should write issue number 5.
You know, we can call the Warrior Hotline and find out when this was published.
Still active.
Do you want me to call it?
Something else I should let you know about Remzo. This man, the Warrior, was so committed to his character, he legally changed his name from Jim Helwig to simply Warrior. And that's why in this book, when you see the credits, it's written by Warrior. That's not a pseudonym. It's his legal name.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior.
That's correct.
So this he's is my like dad, Warrior. Known as
he
Prince.
Has kids, and his kids have to say, "This is my dad, Warrior."
So he's like the artist formerly known as Prince.
Their name, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, except he's just Warrior. Right. He's not formerly known as anything. He's yeah, I guess he's formerly Warrior. Known as Jim Helwig. James Helwig.
Warrior.
Man,
his tombstone says Warrior.
It does. I'm sure it does. Damn. I mean, I haven't been there, but I wonder where he's buried.
You want to go?
Yes. What do we do? Ghost hunters to the Warrior's grave. We bring back the old show. Remzo's old ghost hunting shows.
I mean, might as not well. Bad.
I don't know if I'd want to be haunted by the Warrior.
Dude, they're really worse people. Know. You could be haunted by one of those Japanese chicks.
He just tries to sell me issue 5 of his comic. I'm like, dude, it's not coming out. Just,
you hear the theme song behind you as you're walking
he
back.
Doesn't,
to
he hasn't
car.
Moved on yet, so he's just like waiting for issue 5 to come out and for everyone to yeah. rave about the.
And he will kill somebody you love every day until the 5th issue is finally published.
That might happen.
That's a cool movie.
Oh, all right. Well, I've been avoiding this for about 20 minutes of this podcast. So are we ready to dive into this thing, folks?
Let's go balls deep in this.
All right. Well, I think my first note that I have is good luck getting past the intro page about Distrucity. And here
right.
I put a couple notes about Distrucity. I said that Distrucity is both a galaxy, a philosophy, and a way of life. It's all that's of right. those things somehow. Eric, I feel like you, of all the three of us anyway, probably understand Distrucity the best. Because did you or did you not read all of the inside covers?
So the inside cover is actually the same printed in all four. So if you've read the first one, you've read all four.
So why do they just make it so much harder to read in the other ones? And
so
totally different font.
So the inside cover on Distrucity, it's Distrucity in the first one. So let me show it to the viewers.
Yeah, it's all about Distrucity.
Right. So this one's printed in different parts of the other three books. The front page, we'll get to the front page, but it's a little bit different in the other three books. And it gives you a key to decipher it. There's no key to deciphering the nonsense that is in book one up front. Okay. So
we will return to that later. But
yeah.
And you know, I'm nervous because I'm like chewing ice now. You know, that's what people do when they're nervous.
I like the Distrucity way more than Islam.
Great. Now there's going to be a guys ever see the Curb Your Enthusiasm where they put the fatwa on Larry?
No, you see, that would require them being patrons and getting past the paywall for this. People, you don't understand. The SPC Club is about to get way darker than you've ever imagined it to be.
In a lot of ways. I'm not going to read the whole page, but I will just read briefly the definition of Distrucity posted in the upper right-hand corner. There's several, as you might imagine. Distrucity, trifold in its definition, therefore meaning, 1, the name of the galaxy in Warrior, wherein the terrain of Testament lies. 2, the living of one's life in the way of a warrior, according to a Warriors 8 discipline. So even already in number two, we have an 8 discipline subcategory. Those are as follows: physical, beliefs, moment of mastery, attitude, commitment, association, integrity, and wisdom. That's all under number two definition. Number three, the creating of a truce between one's destiny and one's reality, promising to stay true to what one is destined to be, yet accepting what is the now, one's reality. Seems like a run-on sentence to me. But Remzo, how are you feeling about his truce after that description? Still better than Islam?
Still better than Islam.
Okay, Eric, Destruzzi or Islam, go. I don't have to answer that.
I think both are very acceptable if, you know.
Both have their merits
applied
their
the right
downsides.
Way.
Yes. Both right. Under extreme conditions could go too far.
That's right.
All right, well, I'm just going to dive right in.
This.
I have notes. I don't know if my notes are going to make any more sense than the book itself, but we're going to try. I might make this like a reading class. We might have to go around the room and assign you certain passages to read, because there's no way I'm reading this whole thing myself. There's no way we're going to collectively read this whole thing, but maybe yeah, a so passage.
I think it's worth showing a little bit of the sure. pages here.
Yes.
So every page.
What is this outfit, is, by the way? He never wore this in wrestling. This is like a purple leotard.
I think this is the phase where he was wearing a onesie.
I don't remember him ever wearing a onesie. When was that?
He did. There was a couple matches where he did wear a onesie.
Okay. Oh, I know what you mean. That was when he first came back at WWF, I think.
That's right.
But it wasn't this was purple onesie.
It was not this one, no. Mm-hmm. So every single page on here has blocks of text. Just like blocks of text. Ones that are hard to read.
My favorite is how Warrior thinks. This is so funny. I was about to say this, and I turned to my notes, and I put this in my notes. I said, Warrior thinks he's fucking Neil Gaiman here with all his fancy words. Well, they're not fancy words.
At least he's not like Hickman giving us flowcharts.
There are no I could use a flowchart. Are you kidding me? We should. Maybe we're going to recruit Jonathan Hickman to write issue 5 and do the flowchart that ties it all together.
So much cuckolding now.
If we made this, there would be some market for it. I don't know how we can make it. We probably have to, probably call the hotline. For starters, talk to the Warrior Estate, Dana Warrior, his wife. That's her name, by the way. His wife's name, this makes no sense, by the way, because his full legal name is Warrior, but then now that made her legal name Dana Warrior. So like her last name is his full name because he has no first and last name. This is not a joke. Her legal name, his ex-wife's legal name, not ex, I guess widowed wife, is Dana Warrior.
Man, think of it though, like 500 years... Like one of his grandkids, who hopefully still knows his gender, will have to reveal his family name. And this is going to sound like what people sound like when they come from like Scotland or Ireland. It was like, it was our clan Fury or something like that.
And we were full of Fury. And that's why my name is Fury.
Yeah.
My dad was a warrior. I don't know why those kids are Irish too. My dad was a warrior. And that's why we're the Warriors.
Exactly. Like
that's why we wear purple leotards.
Yeah. It's like they won't get it now. They will revere these comics as like sacred text because now the world has just fallen between Destruzzi and Islam because we fulfilled the destiny of completing the final issue.
Oh, man.
Destruzzlam. All right, Eric.
So it's like the new Crusades.
Eric or Remzo, I don't care who wants to volunteer to read the first little paragraph out loud just to give us the vibe.
Eric, because I have to go find my issue real fast.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I was waiting for a pause because it's in a box on top of there. I didn't grab it in time.
Go get it. Eric and I can read, chat. We're gonna
I can read the
you.
I can read the first all paragraph
right.
here.
All right. Go do that.
It might take me as long as
Remzo's got
as long as Remzo's back.
Plenty of time.
Between knowledge of what is life and what is death.
I'll do air quotes where they're needed.
Lies a battlefield of purpose. Before all beings.
Air quotes.
In its simplest form, we are all animals, affected by evolution, seeking survival of self, i.e. being. Within the earth plane, survival of self only exists by the consistent challenges and negotiation of rules and regulations.
Whew. It's exhausting.
Heavy, heavy stuff.
And then for some reason, I don't know why this like artistically was done. His narration is in this yellow box. And then it just continues in the green, like outside of any box for no particular reason.
So they do us the favor of explaining this at the beginning of issue 2 how to read the book.
Why don't you just, now that Remzo's back, because I never read that shit, maybe it would have helped. Why don't you, can you give me a summary of how you're supposed to read this book then?
Yeah. So they have different colors based on what voice is talking at the given point in time within this book.
Okay.
So the
would have been nice to know ahead of time, but okay.
Oh, absolutely. So it's reversed in the first book.
Because
and then changes in the second book. So in the first book, the red is going to be the introspective side, aka his folk, which is focus.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Oh, these so are instead the aspects of the word, of the warrior.
That is correct. These are the aspects of the warrior. So in this book, issue one,
I see yellow and I see.
You'll see. I'll show you.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
So right here, for top of page two.
Okay.
Red. Red and yellow look very similar in this book.
Yeah, that's my other issue. They're not picking different enough. Like, give me green and red or something.
That's right. So the yellow in this book is going to be the aggressive side of the warrior. So that's the animalistic nature.
See, wouldn't you make the red the aggressive side? This is already just the color.
Yeah, they changed that. They change it in book two. So that's correct. Book one's wrong.
Reimagine the color schemes.
And then not until book two do you see purple. Purple are going to be the ribbons or the banners. So those are the tassels that come off his arm. That talk to him.
All right. Tassels. It took me like three issues to realize the tassels were sentient. And that
was
part. It took me a while. I thought he was just talking to himself. Luckily.
Yeah. I don't know if that made if that clarified things or if it made it much worse.
So he's on the second page here. We have this huge, I will say off the bat, of all the things in this book that are bad, the art's not that bad. The art's okay. Yeah. Like how they translate, I'm sure it must have been a task to translate warrior's insane thoughts into art of some kind. Yeah, that's cool. They see kind of warrior, like, I guess, emerging into this other universe, shedding himself of the, I don't know what's going on. I was going to try to pretend. I don't know what's happening. Something's happening. Something's happening to the warrior.
So he is getting torn from one realm to another. And he is getting getting tested and brought down to the what do they call it? The terrain of testament.
Do you really understand this? You actually get this.
I went back and read this more than once.
Okay.
Because
in your life.
I've read this probably three times. Oh, wow. Twice for this particular show, but I've flipped back pages because I'm like, I don't understand what's going on.
Did you ever
get
all the way through it when you first bought it as a teenager?
No, because I didn't know issue four existed until recently.
It barely exists. we'll get to that.
It's something, yeah.
All right, well, he ends up, this whole process winds him up in what I call, he calls it the Terrain of Testament. I call it in my notes, Volcanic Crater Place. So he's in Volcanic Crater Place, a.k.a. the Terrain of Testament. He still thinks he's Neil Gaiman. So now he's, even though they haven't decoded this for us, now this is his focus talking? Is that correct?
The red here is his folk.
Oh, his folk. What the fuck is
right? Folk is focus.
Okay.
They changed the word for no reason whatsoever.
He does all these weird things where he comes up with new words that are basically the regular word.
Right. The word adrenaline. Like, the word adrenaline like here is jet jacked.
Oh right, jet jacked.
Jet jacked.
I think we don't get that till later issue.
Oh sorry, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. By the way. I almost said adrenochrome. Adrenaline is called jet jack in this world.
That's right. Yeah.
So, here's what I'll do. We'll go through this book. I'll read my notes, my interpretation. You'll correct me. You'll tell me where I went wrong and how I didn't really. So what I put here, he dies and is reborn and starts time and restarts time ? So where am I off about this? Did that happen? What do you think?
Yeah, that's my guess. I have no idea what happened here, other than he seems to be crashing onto the Terrain of Testament to get tested, and then he gets up and starts running.
And what's so weird is that it does seem like this Terrain of Testament is like a proving ground of sorts, but he's so weird with words. Like
the
word testament is different than the word test, just because they have the same word in it. Like he's just like, oh, you get tested here. Let's call it the Terrain of Testament instead of the Terrain of Testing. Like he just changes words.
My first notes for the first couple pages here is he runs spewing gibberish for pages and stops at a shoreline.
I said he travels his barren planet still monologuing.
That's right.
He's not very phased. He's kind of just like accepted that something's about to go down.
So, that's right. Yeah, so he's traveling around talking in his different voices, his folk, and then his yellow. What's the yellow one again?
The yellow's his aggressive side in this
book. So his yellow aggressive side and his folk side are talking to each other as he gets out of the volcanic crater area and seems in a more of a regular barren planet. You know, he goes through like a winter wasteland, a jungle, a swamp. He ends up at the beach here. And finally, he sees the warrior symbol in the sky. It's not clear mm-hmm. where he's seeing it. Yeah, I guess in the sky.
The warrior symbol?
Yeah, it's his insignia. Yeah, it is pretty much close to the bat signal, actually. It's his little insignia. And he sees that. He says he must bring inside what is outside. Deep inside, this is the folk again talking, thought of what is, searches for memory of what was, shattering its sleep, awakening the truth of the self's perception of it. Destrucity? He has question marks after destrucity.
That's right.
He's safe and protected, loved for, cared for. He's now his costume is withered away, so he's basically naked, except for the purple boot part is still there as he just is pondering destrucity.
That's right.
And now some weird shit. Now things get really weird.
He has a Lion King moment.
Take it from here. Somebody help me. Anybody.
I can't do this alone. I was trying to figure out what's going on.
He's at the shore and he's decided to, you know, reenact the Lion King. So he just touches the water and then he's like set in stone as if, as in a father. And then like, you know, Simba's dad, Mufasa, he like, you know, you see like this Odin type motherfucker and he's just like, yes, son, yours I have been, which I'm like, what era is he from?
Why does he talk like Yoda?
Like
father, yours I have been.
Yeah. So then, you know, Mufasa dad is like from a time and place not yet complete in its memory as it has been in many lifetimes. Shall it be now? I don't know what the fuck that means. Your conception challenged in the living of your life as a warrior, balanced in the definition of disciplines, destrucity. I come only as a vision, wise and of knowledge, sorrowful. I cannot express my emotion. I'm going to stop there. I'm not saying I don't think that creators have creative license to be different or to get away with things. Like, you know, my favorite authors tend to not always, you know, they can bend language. They can make some grammar mistakes. This makes no fucking sense.
Oh, he's doing a lot more than bending language here, my friends.
He's just, this is like word soup.
This is a full on remix of the very concept of language.
Word soup is well said.
So basically he just goes on to tell him he's fucked and that shit's going to go down. And then Mufasa dad disappears while warriors like, cutting himself. I don't know. This is his blood. Yeah,
somewhere in here, his hands got bloody. It gets like he's having this vision of like some past thing that happened, or maybe he's fighting somebody. Then he's holding a woman, but then in this world, his hand is bloody. And then like the blood drips into the water as his dad dissipates into being a water creature. I don't know what's going on, but in the end of this thing, he also sees his who he calls his angel. He sees a vision after the dad disappears. He sees a vision of this woman who I guess is, you know, his love in the other dimension, the other universe. And since he sees her and he's a fucking idiot, he just dives into the water and swims to the bottom of the water as he continues to talk in these two voices.
So he dives into the water
because hold my folk feeling others folks. It's like on me. It's like
he sees creatures behind him.
I gotta read this again. Remso just read it. I'm gonna read it again. Must hold my folk, feeling others folked on me.
Yep. What? That he's gotta stay focused because
but if you put the word focus in there, it does make sense. Like kind of sentence wise. Like it's like, oh
Mark, just get with the
get with just the use the word focus. The program. Why use this other word that's almost the word?
Because it's the warrior.
Like, if you're going to invent a new
Mark,
language,
you're embarrassing
a new
me
language.
In front of the high priest.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The high priest of Districity.
Look,
if you want to
this
be
is the book.
Districity.
This is the great book of Districity.
We should legitimately turn this into a religion. We should
we could get this thing. We can make this thing a tax exempt enterprise.
And just openly say what we're doing, just like L. Ron Hubbard. Like, we'll just say it. Yeah, we're making a religion to make money. What are you going to do? It's you got to recognize it. It's our belief. We have a Bible. good luck trying to figure it out or track it down.
Right. Who wouldn't want to get folked?
Hey, this thing makes way more sense than the Quran.
You know, I will say it makes more sense the second time around, shockingly enough. I think if I read this 20 times, I might start to get it by the end.
It's because you go crazy.
So he's under the water. He's under the, yeah, I guess you just lose your mind, then it makes sense. My journey home begins now. The student is ready. Are you getting ready? He's, look at the difference in the colors here. It's like, it's so weird. It's like a different person colored every page. He bursts out of the water. Look at all these planets around. This is a wild universe. Bursts out of the water. And he's saying, I don't understand this.
It's the Terrain of Testament.
He says, My journey begins here. The student is ready and you are not. And suddenly he's battling all these hooded guys and he's not in the water anymore. So
how does he know they weren't just there to help him?
Because they're hooded and they look evil.
Well, they also have warrior eyes. They have the warrior symbol in their
eyes. They also have the warrior symbol in their eyes. So
if someone had my name tattooed on their forehead, I wouldn't be going attacking them. I'd be confused.
So, I would be confused. Well, his dad, if you go back, you don't want to go back. But if you go back, his dad told him to get prepared for a challenge. That's what all what he was saying there was get prepared for a challenge to become the warrior. Because he's not the warrior here. He has become the warrior yet.
He's just James Hellwig.
That's right.
Well, suddenly he's battling these dudes in cloaks and it's fucking on. So that happens. Battles these guys. He even says it's on now. This is a quote. Probably the most coherent sentence I've read in the whole book so far. All right, my turn to do a little reading. As he battles these guys, a warrior placed within battle becomes forcefully fierce, concrete in connection, precision in decision, devastating in destruction. Holy crap. Holy crap. I'm going to pause right now. I'm not going to pause the recording or anything to tell everybody, instead of editing something later, if you're listening on the public feed where I will post a preview for this, to hear the rest of this madness, go subscribe to the Second Print Comics Club on Patreon, patreon.com/secondprintpod. Your show ends now. Good night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.